Welcome to the Gimmick Tables and Kick Jobs. I'm Nate.
Serena.
B-Rad.
I guess this is going to be our WrestleMania episode. We haven't reached the end yet, which we'll break in and I'm sure talk about for a few minutes because it's bound to be interesting, but we had a sellout show up to WrestleMania. By sellout, I mean motherfucker did it for the money, I'm sure. Cody Rhodes showed up to face Seth Rollins. Serena, do you have any thoughts on it?
I don't really have any words, to be honest with you.
Bradley, you want to talk about the sellout?
I don't know what to say on that.
Alex didn't even introduce herself because she absolutely has zero fucking words. What was that, Serena? No, what'd you say?
Nothing.
You said something.
No.
Oh, come on, tell the listeners, what'd you say?
I don't know. What the fuck, dude?
Exactly. We'll be back to chime in after Stone Cold's match. Cody Rhodes, what a fucking disappointment. Ending of WrestleMania 38, we got past the disappointing showcase of Cody Rhodes.
The disappointing whole WrestleMania.
I mean, it wasn't... Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
It wasn't bad. It was cool.
A lot of drawn-out shit. Yeah.
Shout out to Bianca Belair. Like, going into it, most of us really didn't give a shit, but by the end of the match, every one of us was pulling for Bianca Belair. It's a good pay-per-view. Are we going to talk about Seth Rollins' match? Oh, we did that. Yeah. Fuck a revolution, right?
Drinks have been had. Mm-hmm.
Fuck a revolution.
But I just think it's funny that he was like, oh, yeah, this is the end of the road for me. AEW is where I die.
Mm-hmm.
And then he left. So.
Fucking suck. We're not going to talk about that. Because we're going to talk about the last match.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The Texas Rattlesnake said he was showing up to deliver one last can of whoop-ass. And what did he do?
I think he gave just about everything he could, god dang it, and that was awesome.
He delivered one last can of whoop ass for Kevin Owens. It's pretty impressive. It was Alex's first go with the Stone Cold match live.
That was the first time.
It was Serena's first go with the Stone Cold match live.
Like, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty great because it was pretty nostalgic to see Stone Cold in the ring for the first time in almost 20 years. The last time I seen Stone Cold in the ring, I was probably like around 10 years old.
That was the point that you got excited. I was like, bro, you want to come over for WrestleMania? And you were like, And I was like, Stone Cold's having his possibly last match. And you were like, yeah, I'll come over for it. We got to cheers for the stunner. Great. So... yeah, needless to say, Stone Cold showed up, whooped Kevin Owens' ass. Took some bumps that kind of shocked me, but...
suplex to the concrete?
Yes, the suplex to the concrete worried me.
Bad back,
I was like, fuck,
bad knees,
is he getting
bad
up?
Neck and all.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, from the jump, I didn't think he was coming out to do all that. The second he walked through that curtain with the fucking knee braces on, I was like, he's about to whoop his ass. So, that was cool. It was really cool. So,
and
yeah.
He had his first match
in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, Dallas, Texas. And he had his last match in Dallas, Texas. So, that's one hell of a way to come in and go out. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's awesome. That was really cool to watch. That being said, This will probably be one of the very few rare occasions that you actually hear us cover AEW, or excuse me, WWE, outside of AEW and, well, currently Ring of Honor. Should I just throw it out there, Serena?
I don't know.
Samoa Joe and the Young Bucks showed up at Ring of Honor. FTR beat the Briscoes. Kind of shocking.
Minoru Suzuki.
Minoru Suzuki is now the Ring of Honor television champion. I do feel like, to some extent, that was shitty booking on Tony Khan's part. Mm-hmm. And Brad don't know about it. Here. Let me build you a scenario, bro. Tony Khan buys Ring of Honor and then books a bunch of AEW stars to come in and beat all of these Ring of Honor people. That seems like a big power play. It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up. But hopefully, in the near future, shit gets adjusted. But I guess, technically, if you want to get technical about it, today is 316 day.
Mm-hmm. 316 day.
So, shout out to Stone Cold. Shout out from all of us here at the Gimmick Tips and Gig Jobs podcast from the Brain Death Studios. I'm Nate.
Serena.
I'm B-Rad.
Brad's not fired.
We love you, Stone Cold.
We do. We love you, Stone Cold. Thank you for your last match. And today,
Brad's not wrestling OG and a legend, man.
Actually, hang on. Now, I have a piece of paper here for you to sign on the air. You're signed. You get to stay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not fired this time.
Nope. The pod's been bought out. We work for a different company now.
Oh, pretty cool. Works for me.
So, Brad's hired. He's not fired. And Stone Cold whooped Kevin Owens' ass. So, y'all have an awesome weekend. Finish out your WrestleMania weekend and, I don't know, make a baby.
Make
Do
a
something
baby.
Creative.